Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
The late, great godfather of soul, Mr. James Brown, ladies and gentlemen, bring us back. 23 after the hour, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I am the Small Business Advocate, and that's my website too, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Marie Dubuque is our guest. She's an outstanding member of our Brain Trust, certified life coach, etiquette and social interaction expert, purveyor of youtube.com/mannersbymarie. Check it out, her YouTube channel, very popular channel. Marie, thanks again for hanging out with us. We're talking about young people and old people and people in between.
We've got
so many different worldviews in the marketplace, so many different perspectives, and I've never seen as much frustration, Marie. That's what we were talking about in the last segment. I've never seen so much frustration among the older folks and I don't know what the attitude for the young folks are. How are we going to solve this problem? You're a social interaction expert. How are we going to get the generations to get the best out of each other?
Well, I think instead of fighting each other, you got to work together. I got a comment on my YouTube channel a few days ago from a young woman, and she's really bright, got lots of ideas, but this one older worker in her office constantly is telling her what to do, and a lot of times it's wrong. So she doesn't want to have this confrontation with this woman, but she doesn't know what to do.
Does she work for that woman?
No, she's a coworker.
Then don't listen to that person.
That's what I told her.
Whether she's a young person or an old person, if they're getting you into trouble, disregard them.
Right, and that's what I say. Don't have a confrontation. Don't say, you're wrong, you're wrong. I say, just nod and say, okay, and then go do your own thing. And then if it becomes a huge problem and this woman keeps berating her for not doing what she says, even though she's a coworker, not a boss, I said go to human resources or go to a boss.
You got
to
do that.
Right, yeah.
I actually had that when I was a kid. When I was a 19, 20-year-old kid, I had the same thing happen. Someone who wasn't my boss, who worked beside us, wanted to thought he needed to take me to raise. And he was in my face all the time. And I took him out back and had a prayer meeting with him. It didn't come to blows, but I told him man to man that it had to stop. Now, I don't expect necessarily that to happen now, but that was a long time ago. But I'm just saying, at some point in time, you just have to say, okay, this is enough, because nobody should be, in my opinion, that borders on harassment, what that person is doing.
Yep. Right. And then I also hear from people, younger workers, who ask older workers for help, and then they don't give it to them. And not only that, but these younger workers, they're feeling like they're not in the loop. Like the older worker will go and socialize with the other workers, their fellow employees, and then leave the younger person out. Like they're trying to shun this.
You know, that surprises me to hear you say that a younger person has went to an older person and asked for help. I actually don't know if I've ever seen that before.
She's really on the go. She wants to learn. She's a secretary.
That's great.
She wants to get ahead. And I think, wow. And then yet, this older person just doesn't want to help her. And I know why. Because she doesn't want to see this young, energetic, smart woman get ahead.
She needs to find another mentor.
Right.
And see, now here's the thing. What the two scenarios you just described, those are as old as history. Those aren't because of baby boomers and Gen X, Gen Y.
No.
Those are human issues.
Yeah. Being intimidated by the younger employee.
If you're looking for a mentor and the first person rejects you, go find another mentor.
Right. Don't give up. And that's why I told her, don't give up.
Right.
And it's a shame. Isn't it supposed to be a team environment? Isn't that what the workplace is all about, Tim? I mean,
well, you know, if I've got a small business, and we're not tiny, but we're not big. But if I had a business of, you know, 20, 30 employees or more, whatever, you know, what I think I would do is I'd get the young people and I'd get everybody together and I'd say, okay, let's talk about what this person, this generation knows that we can all learn from. And let's talk about what the other generation knows that we can all learn from. Because both of those things, everybody needs to know.
Right. Right. Yeah. And we ought to work together. And I get upset because I don't want these older people to be intimidated by the younger ones and to shun them. They need, like you said earlier, we all need each other.
I count on my young people for my business. I call them into my, I have meetings and I say, okay, I don't understand this. I need your help. And they help me with it. I mean, I think that's crazy for an older person to be intimidated by that. But also, I do think, though, what we have here is a failure to communicate between the generations. And it's nothing more than a different kind of handshake. And I think there needs to be somebody needs to get in the middle and help the handshake happen.
Right, right. Yes, absolutely. And I think that I think the younger people have the technology and the older people have the interpersonal skills. So
right.
We need to get those together.
That's exactly
so we've
got
right. Great
that's
workforce.
That's the handshake. Give us the website again, Marie.
It's youtube.com/mannersandmarie.
What's your newest YouTube video about?
It's about that very
subject. We just got to talk. So
yeah,
folks, check
yeah,
it out.
Yeah,
go listen to Marie.
Now.
Go watch Marie and see her beautiful face and give her some comments. Thanks, Marie, for being here. Good job.
Thank you so much.
Come back
great
soon.
Talking to you.
Marie Dubuque, ladies and gentlemen. Matters by Marie on YouTube. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Wrapped in golden chains. And I wonder, still I wonder, who's down the rain.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.